Federal aviation investigators are analyzing the flight data recorder from American Airlines Flight 587. It was found yesterday. The cockpit voice recorder was recovered on Monday. They're trying to figure out why the jetliner crashed just 4 minutes after takeoff from John F. Kennedy Airport. All 260 people on board were killed, and at least 5 people on the ground are confirmed dead. The National Transportation Safety Board has ruled out an internal engine failure as the likely cause. The agency says there is still no evidence of criminal activity. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
One of the key questions is, what caused both engines of the Airbus A300 to break away, one engine landing at a gas station, the other in someone's backyard? And what knocked the tail of the aircraft clear off?
Call back in about a year and we'll tell you.
NTSB member George Black said these are questions that are answered only after painstaking scientific exploration of the flight data recorder. They're certainly not questions investigators entertain at a news conference before their analysis is complete. And this crash is especially baffling, he says. Veteran investigators agree this is a perplexing case given the way in which the plane fell to pieces.
It is the left engine, the number one engine, that is at the gas station. That's about 700 feet from the crater. The right engine, number two, is next to the boat behind the house, and it's about 800 feet from the crater. But again, if you center all of this wreckage, it's more or less in a line.
That line begins with the tail fin and the rudder, which were recovered separately from Jamaica Bay. The tail, or the vertical stabilizer, keeps the airplane flying straight, while the rudder moves the nose of the jet left or right. Black says investigators cannot be sure yet which pieces of the plane fell off first, but he says there's one clue that could help explain what happened. Investigators have learned that wake vortex or wake turbulence may have played a role. Wake turbulence is like a horizontal tornado, a stream created by an aircraft. Any trailing airplane that flies into that vortex is in for a rough ride. Black says that on the cockpit voice recorder of American Flight 587, investigators can hear the airframe rattling, and the pilots are saying something about wake turbulence. Investigators say the plane was following about 2.5 minutes behind a Japan Airlines jet, which is a normal separation for aircraft taking off. Black says investigators have interviewed witnesses on the ground about what they saw and other airline crews flying in the vicinity.
The general observations have been that they saw the aircraft wobble, and then it went into a steep spiraling dive into the ground.
Black says investigators have recovered the major pieces of wreckage and that both engines appear to be largely intact, which would rule out an uncontained engine failure. That's when parts inside of the engine disintegrate and burst out the sides. Still, investigators are exploring the possibility that something else went wrong with one of the General Electric engines. NTSB Chairwoman Marion Blakey said last night that her agency will share with the public everything it knows.
So far, all the information we have is consistent with an accident. We have no information that would argue for criminal activity or anything that indicates sabotage or terrorism to date. I do want to stress, however, that we are continuing to work very closely with the FBI, looking at all the evidence they and we turn up, and we're not ruling anything out until we certainly have better information.
The NTSB hopes more of that information will come forward today. Marianne Akers, NPR News, New York.